A French government minister insisted today the security system at the Louvre was working as it was supposed to on Sunday, even though burglars easily made off with $102 million worth of jewels.
The Paris prosecutor says 100 investigators are on the case. And the thieves? Elizabeth Palmer reports they're still on the loose.
The tourists aren't here for the art. They want a picture of the Louvre as crime scene and to see the now boarded up window where the thieves broke in. France's culture minister Rachida Dati insisted in parliament today that the security systems had worked. Angry lawmakers booed her. These fabulous pieces will probably be broken up, but it's not going to be easy for criminals to sell such notorious stones. We spoke to a gem dealer here who asked to remain anonymous for security reasons, especially now.
You brought a diamond out here to show me. Do diamonds have, like, DNA?
Each stone, firstly, is different. It's different by the size, it's different by the inclusions that you can find inside.
That is, small imperfections that make them very recognizable, so no honest dealer would touch them. French officials valued the stolen jewelry at $102 million, but that's intact, not in pieces on the black market.
Taken apart and sold separately, the value drops by 90%?
Or more than, I think.
Really?
So. Yeah.
The thieves took a spectacular risk.
But the reward is going to be pretty small.
I think so, yeah. Definitely, yeah.
So why?
Yeah.
Why did they do it?
It's a good question.